Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine and
you are tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report and the Trump Phenomenon radio shows here on Sunday, September 17th, 2017. We'll have 3 hours together today, so this is, as it is every Sunday, this is your real chance to get in a phone call because we've got enough time for it. So if you would like to do that, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I think most of you probably got the number written down out there somewhere. You can find it if you ever lose track at republicbroadcasting.org. It's right there on the front page at republicbroadcasting.org. When you tune into this show, there's the call-in number, 800-313-9443. So, feel free to avail yourself of that today. Let's see, where shall we start? I know I'm going to start out today solo. This is James Kelso up here in North Dakota. Paul Fromm in Canada and George on the East Coast, not yet with us in this show. So would appreciate your phone calls all the more, so just so I don't get lonely here on the microphone. Let's see. Big stories. As Ed Sullivan used to say, for those of you of my vintage, when he would start his show, saying we've got a really big shoe for you. And so what are the really big shoe things today? Well, one is this. George, you remember Ed Sullivan?
George definitely remembers Ed Sullivan. It's a really big shoe. And when... that certain individual got on TV and my dad going, get that doggone Bobby Dylan off my TV set because he was stinking up the Ed Sullivan show. It might have been about 1967.
Yeah, that was the heyday of Ed Sullivan and a really big shoe, as in the things you wear, a shoe, he said. And George, you know, there's going to be a really big shoe in Huntsville, Alabama, next Saturday. And that is, you know, you ask, thank you very much for asking, when's the next rally? That's the next rally. So, but this is going to be a rally unlike any other. I think there's some unusual ingredients in this rally. Now, Huntsville, Alabama is Rocket City, folks. So a lot of engineers, a lot of really conservative people there. And, Trump has had, I remember one rally in Huntsville that was a big one, a really big shoe. I think there may have been more than one actually in Huntsville. But this rally has got a real challenge to it. It's going to be, I assume it's going to be outdoors like the other Huntsville rallies. The time of year, the weather is going to be fine, I think, this time of year. I hope it's an outdoor rally. I hope it's really big. But here's the quandary. Donald Trump, in his tweet announcing the rally, said, I'm going to be there to support the Senate candidacy of Luther Strange. Now, we'll talk. We're going to talk about this a little bit. You know, Patriots are scratching their heads, trying to figure out what's the deal here, because Luther Strange is not the obvious endorsement for Donald Trump. The Luther Strange's opponent is Judge Roy Moore, who is a, we'll keep the metaphor going, he's a shoe-in. He's a shoe-in. He is the right-wing candidate. Luther Strange is not. Roy Moore is the Trump supporter from the get-go. Luther Strange is not. Roy Moore has massive support from the Laura Ingrams, the Sarah Palins, the Ann Coulters, the Sean Hannitys, the Lou Dobbs of America. He has huge support from the Jerry Falwell Jr. and other evangelical leaders, because Roy Moore is very proud of his Christianity. So, my gosh, maybe a better word than proud would be sincere, or devout would be a better word than proud. Why Luther Strange? And there are some other complicating factors that really militate against Luther Strange as a pick. So why? Donald Trump has got his team scratching their heads. Now, this right away, this is not good. You don't want your team scratching their heads, and that's a mild way to put it. So but it gets more interesting. At this rally on Saturday, there are going to be a lot of Roy Moore supporters in the crowd. And the election, let's fill in the details here. The election is it Monday or Tuesday in Alabama? We'll look that up here in just a second. But it's either Monday or Tuesday. So let's see, two or three days after the Saturday Huntsville rally is the election itself. Okay, let me put more pieces of the puzzle out there for you. Roy Moore is leading Luther Strange big, big, big right now. He's leading Strange by, I'll go to the polls. Probably there's some new ones right out today. But he's leading by more than 20 points. More than 20 points. I mean, that's a stick a fork in it kind of a lead. Also, in the primary, just to give you a little background here, when Jeff Sessions was appointed as Attorney General, he had to resign as a great U.S. Senator from Alabama. Okay, it then devolves upon the governor to appoint a replacement senator, which Governor Bentley, I think that was his name, we'll look it up in a moment, Governor Bentley, who very deeply embroiled in scandal up to his eyeballs in involving his sex life, I think he was, the problem was a big giant affair going behind his wife's back and a big cover up of that, which forced Bentley to resign. So Governor Bentley appoints his Attorney General, Luther Strange, to the empty Senate seat. And there, it gets more complicated. Luther Strange, as the Attorney General, who's in charge of prosecuting Bentley for his misdeeds, is covering for Bentley and delaying in order to avoid impeachment of Bentley. Bentley returns the favor by appointing Strange to the Senate seat. So that's a pretty corrupt deal right there. Doesn't look good. George, how many pieces of the puzzle can you have?
The question is just how gloom and doom do we get it? It's going to pass, and Roy Moore's going to win.
Okay, and yeah. Now let's push on to
whatever's next.
Let's go to the sunny side of the street. I'm going to go right there with George right now. It does appear, folks, that Roy Moore's lead, and you'll remember Judge Roy Moore as the former very distinguished Chief Justice. Two times, elected twice to be the Chief Justice of the state of Alabama. He is very famous for defending his placement of tablets containing the Ten Commandments in his offices and in the building in which he presided as Chief Justice. And he defended that against people who said, no, you can't have these religious objects in the court. And I can hear there was a little sound there as Paul Fromm is making his connection. So anyway, on that issue, Chief Justice Roy Moore was actually fired, in effect, by the judicial review panel of the state of Alabama, who disqualified him as a judge. He then ran for Chief Justice again a couple of years later, won again, handily, and then he was suspended as a Chief Justice. And I believe the issue the second time was he refused to heed or enforce the same-sex marriage law that was then in effect. He said, I'm not going to abide this law. And the same judicial panel said, you're suspended as a Chief Justice. But anyway, through all those episodes, Roy Moore made lots of friends on the right, including, as I said, just among many, but certainly among evangelicals, he made a lot of friends. So Luther Strange hasn't made any friends with evangelicals. He hasn't made any friends with, Sean Hannity or Ann Coulter or Laura Ingraham or, Michael Savage. So now, I'm supposed to be on the sunny side of the street. I'm back on the dark side. Excuse me. On the sunny side of the street, George is right. There is every appearance that, even if Donald Trump endorses Luther Strange at a rally on Saturday, Roy Moore is still going to win. But that's only a guess at this point, George. It looks that way because his lead is so strong, and also because the base is so alert to what's going on here. And this is the most charitable interpretation I can put on what's happening here. This would be pretty high-stakes poker, if you ask me. But Donald Trump may realize that Luther Strange is going to lose anyway. And since he did endorse him earlier, I didn't explain that part yet, he may be trying to show, look, if I endorse a guy, I stick with him. And so I endorsed Luther Strange early on. I'm not going to bail out on him now. And then he's just counting on the fact that Roy Moore is going to win anyway. But that's such a convoluted move. I don't see it. People aren't going to follow that. The public needs clearer signals than that. And of course, we need the signals from our quarterback as he calls the plays in the huddle. We need him to be calling plays out of the playbook that we've all studied. And if he calls a play that, is not even in our book, we break from the huddle pretty confused. So there you have it. Now let me just check the call board here and see if any of you are calling on this topic or another. Turn some of those sounds down here. No, the call board is open as I see it. Yes, it is. So 800-313-9443. And there's more to this. I did not get all the – I know there's part of this that I missed. It's even more interesting than the description I just gave you. Oh, more interesting things. In the original primary, I didn't explain this. There was a primary a while ago in which three Republicans were vying for the Republican candidacy for the actual election, which will occur later. I don't know the date of the actual election in which they will face off against the Democrat candidate. And any Republican winning is favored to win against that Democrat candidate in Alabama. Well, there were three candidates in the first primary. Paul, welcome, Paul.
Hi.
We're talking about the Alabama Senate seat, Luther Strange versus Roy Moore. The third candidate, the third Republican, I believe off the top of my head, his name was Blunt. If Paul or if you or George can correct me when I misstep here, I believe his name was Blunt. But the other interesting twist is this. The third candidate this week endorsed Roy Moore. Whoa. So everybody's endorsing Judge Moore, including the other candidate who was defeated in the previous primary, including all of the right-wing commentators, including Sarah Palin, who's a kingmaker, you know, a former vice presidential candidate, former governor. It is said, for instance, that she made Ted Cruz, that her endorsement of Ted Cruz in his run for the U.S. Senate gave him that seat. That's how powerful her endorsement was in the fellow southern state of Texas. So in Alabama, Sarah Palin is going to carry a lot of weight. Anyway, she's going to be there this week, touring, giving speeches for Judge Roy Moore. It gets even more complicated. There is a great coalition. You know, we've mentioned as a theme on this show that Donald Trump needs wingmen and wing women. Well, there's a group out there, and the name escapes me at the moment. Somebody, again, a caller can come in and help me with this. There's a patriot group out there that's a coalition of patriot groups. They're big. They donated $30 million. This group donated $30 million to the Trump candidacy in the 2016. And they've gotten a lot bigger since. And they're doing all kinds of events and rallies all over the country, very effective to support President Trump. Well, they're going to be all over Alabama this week. They are right now canvassing Alabama for Judge Moore. So this is a group that's donated $30 million in 2016 and is doing much more now. They're campaigning for Roy Moore. So, Paul, what we're addressing here, and I don't want to wring my hands too much here, and I certainly don't want to be a boo bird or a whiner, but we have a quandary. Yesterday, Donald Trump tweeted that he's coming to Huntsville, Alabama, for a rally on Saturday, this coming Saturday, and this is just 2 or 3 days before the election, depending on whether it's Monday or Tuesday, I've forgotten. And he's coming. In his tweet, he says, "I'm coming to endorse, to support the candidacy of Luther Strange for the Senate seat." And so, do you have a good theory on this, Paul?
No, I find that very disappointing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's nobody who has taken encouragement from this. Ann Coulter has got her hands up in the air. Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, you name it, any of them. All of them have commented on this, and all of them are perplexed, I guess would be a good adjective. They can't figure out what is the commander, what is his strategy here. I just offered, I don't know if you heard this one, Paul, knowing that Luther Strange is going to lose anyway, that his endorsement on Saturday is too late. Roy Moore is way, way, way ahead of Luther Strange. Now, Luther Strange, folks, is right now the sitting senator. He was appointed to fill Jeff Sessions' seat. So he's been, you know, he's been hobnobbing in the Senate, whatever. That's kind of a derogatory term. He's been serving as a senator. Ah, and this reminds me, another log on the fire. and another negative. You know, the man that Lou Dobbs and all the rest of us love to hate, Mitch McConnell, he is in charge of, he holds the purse strings for the Senate Republican campaign fund, which has a lot of millions of dollars in it. And it's a very important, it's one of the key Republican funds in every election, because from this purse comes a lot of millions of dollars in key races essential to holding the Senate. Okay. Now, and this money would be spent, let's say, you know, Republican candidate A is running against Democrat candidate B. So it would be Mitch McConnell's job to say, this is a key race we could win. We're going to spend some money to beat this Democrat.
Every movement.
But.
Every action.
Well, we'll be back with the rest of this mystery right after this break.
Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And, I was just giving you, I was throwing another log on the fire, and this one, this one burns. Mitch McConnell, instead of spending Republican Senate campaign money defeating a Democrat somewhere, and there are 10 Senate races coming up in 2018 where the incumbent Democrat it must run in a red state that Donald Trump carried in 2016. So Mitch McConnell has lots of really good places to spend millions of Senate Republican campaign fund money. Where is he spending it? He's spending it against Roy Moore in Alabama.
That's treachery.
Yeah, that's treachery. And it gets worse, Paul. The money is being spent on lying, deceptive ads that falsely portray Roy Moore. So it's not only money spent against a right-wing Republican, it's spent in a dirty campaign. So the, you know, ouch. You just have to say ouch all along. And let me get the details on the election here. I just looked this up. It's the actual election is going to be on December 12th, and that's On that day, it's expected that the Republican nominee, whether it's Strange or Moore, will win and go to the Senate. Where's the primary? Let's see here. Let's go to this. I'm just going down here a little bit. The first round, the runoff. The runoff is September 26th. So today is the 17th. Next Saturday will be what, George? You're better at math than I am. 16 plus 7, the 23rd. So the 26th, I think, is next Tuesday. That will be the runoff between Roy Moore and Luther Strange.
A week Tuesday.
Yeah, September 26th. So the and Donald Trump is holding this rally on Saturday. Now, get ready for this, folks. It gets, you know, stranger still. We'll be using the word strange a lot here, I think. Stranger still. There at this rally, if Donald, look at what Donald Trump is risking here. I mean, if you're, let's put ourselves in our president's shoes. He sent this tweet out yesterday that he's going to be in Huntsville. This was the first notice of this. He did not need to send that tweet out. He could have pulled back from this. Look what he risks. There are going to be in that audience in Huntsville probably more Roy Moore supporters than Luther Strange supporters. Donald Trump may have the very first sour rally he's ever had. I mean, something could go. I mean, again, if you're Donald Trump, you got to be thinking, I'm going to be standing at the podium saying a bunch of fulsome things about how wonderful Luther Strange is, which are not true. And I'm going to be talking to people that are Roy Moore supporters who are out canvassing the whole state, making big contributions. And some of those people contributed, you know, their money to the Republican Senate campaign fund, which is now being spent against their candidate, Roy Moore. You know, there could be some boos there, Paul.
Yeah, there could. That's not good.
That is not good. You don't want to have some boos. If 20 guys decide to boo and gals, that's going to get heard. And guess who's going to play that nonstop on CNN, MSNBC? That clip will be played nonstop of Donald Trump being booed for the first time at one of his own rallies.
I don't know. Why is that such a catastrophe, James?
I didn't say it was a catastrophe.
Yes, you did. Why is that such a... Okay, why is that such a disaster?
I'm in Donald Trump's shoes. From my point of view as Donald Trump, that's a catastrophe. And he's risking it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that is such a... You know, when you make a move, you got to figure, okay, I'm risking a lot, but I stand to gain even more. What's he gain? Nothing. What's he risking? A lot. We'll be back with more after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877 888 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' claim.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. And oh, heck, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically
we're back, folks, and logs to fall, to throw on the fire here. I grabbed a couple more during the break. It gets stranger yet.
Well, I have a log too, James.
Both
so
fingers.
We were all hysterical for a couple of nights. Are we still hysterical? But Donald Trump was going to become the man who destroys America or whatever Ann Coulter said, and I just read story after story of Donald Trump tweeted, no, we're not having amnesty. So I need someone in the show here to straighten me out. Did Donald Trump grant amnesty, or did Donald Trump not grant amnesty? He did one of the two.
well, in his meeting with Schumer and Pelosi, of course, he doesn't have the power to grant anything. And, you know, that's just a, if he makes a deal with them, that's all it is. It's a gentleman's agreement. It's a deal. The it doesn't have any legislative power whatsoever. The but yes, that's a mystery. It's a mystery what that conversation was. But here's again.
Well, Fox News said no. Donald Trump said he's no amnesty and he wants his wall. I detect just a little bit of fake news.
Well, I understand. I understand. But Ann Coulter, you know, I like what Ann Coulter did in her column day before yesterday that we read so resoundingly here on the show. I'll read it again. It's the most powerful paragraph you've ever heard in a political column, folks. Yesterday, and this is needed. Donald Trump, one of the things we do as wingman, of course, is support him when he does something really great. But we also have to warn him when there are, let's see, we don't want to use MiGs because we like what the Russians are doing. When there are North Korean MiGs, okay, let's put it that way, North Korean MiGs on his tail, we need to warn him. And Ann Coulter was warning him, you could go down as the greatest president in American history who saved our nation, saved our sovereignty, saved our identity. I like her use of that word. She knew what she was saying when she used that word. Or you could be known as the man who killed America. Oh, ouch.
The man. Well, she said that, and I still think that's hysterical.
Well,
I'm just George. But
yeah,
I don't buy that.
Well, but it's
suppose
I guess
we were on month 10 of Hillary Clinton. Now tell me who's destroyed America.
Yes, I understand. I understand this. None of this is, you know, the word, you know, the conditional words and, you know, subjunctive is in there, you know, could and should. It's not a pronouncement upon him. You killed America. Not at all. What Ann Coulter is doing, and I agree with what she's doing, it's important to use. Donald Trump swings large, you know, he goes for the fences. So if you're going to talk to Donald Trump, I think you need to talk in his kind of language. And if Ann Coulter writes a column saying, I think it would be bad if we allowed these 800,000 DACAs to become citizens, I think this would be this would be very bad. I don't think Donald Trump's going to hear that kind of language. If she says you can be known as the man who killed America, he hears that. And the point is, if Donald Trump has no intention of doing what Ann Coulter fears, then no harm done. No harm done. And I'm very pleased with this aspect of what's going on. If something good is going to come out of this week, I'm pleased with the fact that the rest of us who aren't Donald Trump, we're forming a team so that if Donald Trump should falter, if the great leader should falter at some point, we keep rolling, and everything doesn't grind to a halt. Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and this show and all the rest of you patriots out there and the 63 million of you who voted for Donald Trump and the many millions more who have become enthusiastic about him since the election, we just keep rolling. And we keep rolling on the program that Trump enunciated. It's not his program. Common sense or intelligence in the conduct of American policy does not belong to anybody. It belongs to all of us. And but let me throw some more detail in here, George, because it gets more interesting. The primary that was held, let me go back to this. There was a primary held. This detail is important. I'm going to the Alabama race. The first primary was on August 15th. So that's how long ago is that? That's that's only a month ago. Okay. A month ago, there was a race, a runoff between there's about 10 candidates, but only four major ones. There's a fourth one I didn't name. And the third one I misnamed a moment ago. I'll correct myself. I misnamed the Missouri. I think he's a Missouri Senator Blunt. It's Mo Brooks of Alabama. Mo Brooks was the third candidate. And the fourth candidate, who I have not yet named, was a guy named Tripp Pittman, an Alabama state senator. Now, let me give you the totals, and let me tell you how this makes everything even more strange. Roy Moore, 1 month ago, finished in first place with 164,000 votes, 39%. He won. Second place went to Luther Strange, 138,000 votes, 32%. Pretty far behind Roy Moore. The third candidate, Mo Brooks, had 83,000 votes. That's a lot, 20% of the vote. He has just endorsed this week Roy Moore. So start adding Mo Brooks' votes to Roy Moore's. But the fourth candidate, I just looked him up. This was new to me. I haven't heard anybody mention this. Tripp Pittman, this may be too much detail for national news, which can't, you know, drill down to detail. Tripp Pittman, he got 29,000 votes, 7%. That's a lot. Guess who he is? He was a delegate for Ron Paul's 2012 presidential run. In other words, he's a Ron Paul man. He's a state senator. His family owns a tractor manufacturing and sales organization. So, you know, he's connected to the real world. In other words, guy who manufactures tractors, he's not going to put up with any BS. And he was a Ron Paul man in 2012, a delegate. So he's on the right. So we know he likes Roy Moore more than Luther Strange. So add Tripp Pittman's votes and add Tripp Pittman's supporters, more importantly, who are going to be right-wingers, they're Ron Paul people, to Roy Moore. So this is encouraging news because it tends to show that Roy Moore really is going to beat Luther Strange. So there you go. I think I put enough pieces there out. This is darned interesting. And when we cover this, next Saturday, of course, we won't have a show. But on Sunday, the next day, 1 week from today, we will cover what must end up being really one of the most incredible Trump rallies of all time. It is going to be interesting. I don't see how it's going to go any other way than this. There are going to be lots of people in Alabama, real Trump supporters, really baffled, just as I am, and as Ann Coulter is, and Sean Hannity, and everybody else, Sarah Palin. And if they're either going to be in the venue in Huntsville, or they're going to be outside. And they're going to have signs, and they're going to be chanting some things, like Roy Moore, you know, that they support Roy Moore. Luther Strange is going to be there, of course. He might get booed. If Trump doesn't get booed, Luther Strange might get booed. Or somebody might call out from the crowd, like, you know, hey, what about, you know, this? And it's going to be on national television. So we go back to the point. What does Donald Trump stand to gain from endorsing Luther Strange? I say absolutely nothing. The friendship of Mitch McConnell, that is not something worth, you know, the time of day. And
we can't leave it out the Trump factor. He's usually a bunch of steps ahead of us.
Yes. So
Donald Trump's hiding some cards.
Well, George, I hope your instinct is right there. I just want to put this out because it is really, really interesting. And I'm gonna do something else here. I'm gonna take a daring step on the radio show here. I thought about this. I'm thinking about it right now as I decide whether to say this or not. I'm hesitating even to say it. But I haven't heard it on any other radio show. I haven't read it anywhere in print. So here I go. Engineer, do I have a minute to say this? Engineer, have I got a minute? Okay. I am putting out there, again, I can't tell you how much I love Donald Trump. I can't tell you what a supporter of Donald Trump I am. I am putting out there the possibility that somebody is blackmailing Donald Trump.
No.
Yes.
That could never happen.
Yes.
In Washington,
and D.C. I'm gonna make a couple of suggestions. I'll make a couple of suggestions as to what would be the correct patriot response to this. Now, if it's not true, if it's not happening, the reason I say this, folks, you know, because Donald Trump is doing things lately that don't make any sense. And if somebody's getting blackmailed, what do they do? They change course. Somebody who was going north all of a sudden starts going south. And somebody who was against DACA is now kind of for DACA. And somebody who was a Roy Moore kind of guy is now endorsing Mitch McConnell's candidate. These things don't make sense. And I know, so I have, I'm happy to explain what would make Donald Trump change that way. And I am putting out the possibility, I haven't heard anybody else put it out, that somebody has something on Donald Trump that is powerful enough, that nasty enough, that they could actually, or scary enough, or there's another possibility, not just has something on him. The other form of blackmail could be simply threats against himself or his family. I really want to emphasize that last word, family. I don't think Donald Trump has any fear whatsoever for his own safety. He's demonstrated that in dozens and scores and hundreds of rallies and times he's exposed himself. I think someone, you know, we talked about 9/11. Who did 9/11? That's got to be a pretty powerful agency. If whoever did that wanted to communicate to Donald Trump, hey, look what we can do. And we can kill anyone we want in any number we want, and we can get away with it. I would be scared. I would be scared if those people were meeting with me in my office. And as a father of a young child, I can tell you, the only thing that would, in the world, that would make me jump in front of a bus to my own certain death is if I saw my son was about to be killed. And Donald Trump is the father of a young son. And so I'm just putting it out there. I hope it's not true. I pray it's not true. And now let's walk over to the sunny side of the street. Is there something good that we could do as patriots? Is there a way, what could we say to our president, our great, great, great president? What could we say to him that would help him if this is true or if it ever became true? We could say this, Mr. President, whatever anybody, any threat anybody ever puts against you of either some kind of a scandal or a physical threat against your family, we will be with you no matter what. So in the case of a scandal, forget about it. We will stick with you, because what we're sticking with is not the man, Trump. We're sticking with the message, Trump. And we're not going to abandon that. Ingram's not going to abandon that. Coulter's not going to abandon that. Hannity, all these people, they're not going to abandon that message. So we would say to Donald Trump, we will stick with you no matter what they threaten you with. And the best thing you could do is just tell us right away. If you're being threatened, just blurt it out on national television, and we will come to your defense by the scores of millions. We'll march in the streets in the millions to keep you in office and to keep your program rolling. So have no fear, Mr. President. And if we need to put an entire United States Army division around your family, we'll do it. We'll ring your family with protection. So if there are some bastards out there who are threatening you, let us smack them down. That's my message. And let's see if somebody else. I think other
people. Oh, the air went out of the room there, James.
Yeah, I think other
people. The other side, we're going to blackmail Donald Trump over a candidate in Alabama, and that would be a head scratcher for me. But
well, no,
stranger things have happened.
Yeah, well, this is not blackmail over this campaign. Well, here's what I see. Oh, let me put some more pieces of the puzzle together. General John Kelly. Why is General John Kelly censoring everything that goes into Donald Trump's office? Every person and every piece of paper.
Flag officers do.
Well, why was Keith Schiller, Donald Trump's right-hand man, his bodyguard, his personal bodyguard, and his very good friend. Donald Trump didn't fire Keith Schiller. Somebody else did. Somebody with a lot of power fired Keith Schiller. So powerful that they could humiliate Donald Trump, because that's a humiliation. It's a humiliation to this loyal man, Keith Schiller. You know, there's no breath of scandal or anything negative about Keith Schiller. He's simply just a great friend of Donald Trump's, who has been more than that. He has also been somebody who will pass along tweets or emails from people like Ann Coulter or Laura Ingraham. He would routinely pass them on to President Trump, and Trump would respond. Keith Schiller was a pipeline into the White House that John Kelly didn't control. And he was fired. And now, that's a humiliation of this great friend, Keith Schiller. You know, and Trump, is what is Trump famous for? Loyalty. He's famous for his loyalty and the loyalty he expects from his staff and the loyalty he gives them. He's famous for this. Schiller was thrown overboard. And Trump himself also humiliated. I'll talk about that in just a second. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate.
We're back, folks.
Hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Let me turn down here. I've got to turn this down here. Let's return to what we're talking about here. George sent me a good link here to a story in which Donald Trump is saying there is no amnesty involved here. This is on Thursday. Donald Trump said there's no amnesty. This is a Fox News story. But the but if you read through the story, all the worry is still there. Let me go to a key paragraph in this story. It says the Trump administration will not be discussing amnesty, Walters said. That's a Lindsay Walters, a White House spokeswoman. The Trump administration will not be discussing amnesty. The president wants a responsible path forward in immigration reform. That could include legal citizenship over a period of time. But absolutely, by no means will this White House discuss amnesty, she said. Folks, did you hear what I just heard? And then right in this article, they say, most conservatives would consider legal citizenship over a period of time to meet the definition of amnesty. And of course, it is, folks. So this woman, Lindsay Walters, this is double talk. This is newspeak. The Trump, she goes into double negatives in her comment. She says, absolutely by no means will this White House discuss amnesty. But we're talking about a responsible path forward to legal citizenship over a period of time. Like, Paul, listen to that double newspeak there. Legal citizenship over a period of time. Well, folks, does anything in this galaxy happen that's not over a period of time? Is that supposed to be a modifier that makes it less serious if it happens over a period of time? Like a week? And legal citizenship, how is that not amnesty? So now here's what the House's foremost immigration hardliner, Representative Steve King, Republican of Iowa, addressed Trump with his tweet. He wrote in his tweet, the Trump base is blown up, destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair. No promise is credible. Now, folks, consider the source. This is a United States congressman, Steve King. He's a great guy. He's a great patriot. He knows a whole lot more than you and I know. The people he talks to every day are the people we're talking about. He sees them every day. That's quite a tweet, Paul. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is